From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting a deadly explosion in the eastern Chinese port city of Ningbo. Reuters' Pascal Davies reports. The death toll in the hundreds with over 100 injuries, and Egyptian authorities are still responding to Friday's deadly mosque attack in the Sinai Peninsula. Shouting Allahu Akbar, or God is great, militants opened fire in the resulting stampede. Worshippers found the exits blocked with burning vehicles in the end. 305, including 27 children, were gunned down and 128 were injured. Eyewitnesses said that the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The attack targeted a mosque frequented by Sufis, members of a mystic movement within Islam. Sufis are seen as heretics by the Islamic militants. A top official in Afghanistan has come under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. The deputy Afghan chief executive Mohammad Mahik made the controversial statement during a trip last week to Tehran. His remarks were recorded on video and aired and reported by Afghan media, prompting critics to take to social media to denounce him and call for his removal from office. This is VOA News. The airport on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali remains open Sunday despite the ash from Mount Agung. The volcano has sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. The decision to delay or divert flights is up to individual airlines. Saturday was the second time in less than a week that the Mount Agung was active. The latest activity on Saturday created a bigger ash cloud than the initial episode on Tuesday. Bali is a major tourist destination. Australia's latest blueprint for foreign policy says that greater self-reliance is needed as the country prepares for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful and unpredictable. An artificial earthquake caused by a North Korean nuclear test in September reportedly caused buildings to collapse and killed scores of people. That includes school children, South Korean media reported this week. On September 3rd, North Korea conducted its sixth nuclear test, successfully detonating a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb, one that could fit onto an intercontinental missile. The blast produced two shallow earthquakes where North Korea's nuclear test facility is located. U.S. and Chinese government seismologists reported at the time that authorities in Japan, South Korea, and numerous non-government experts in the United States confirmed that the earthquakes were likely the result of nuclear test. An unnamed source who recently visited the village about 8 kilometers from the area described the damage to the South and North Development, a research institute that works with defectors from the North. The source said houses and a school collapsed in the village, and dozens of people were killed and injured. And again, the airport and the Indonesian tourist island of Bali is still open. This is despite the ash from the Mount Agung. The volcano has sent plumes of gray smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air. The decision to delay or divert flights is up to individual airlines, according to an airport spokesperson. Saturday, again, the second time in less than a week that it was active. The latest activity Saturday created a bigger ash cloud than initially reported. A top official in Afghanistan coming under fire for seeming to confirm for the first time that neighboring Iran has recruited thousands of Shiite Afghans and warriors from other regional countries to fight in Syria. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.